Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In Israel tonight, skies are mostly clear, with temperatures cooling down across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A warm night ahead for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Ynet reports that former U.S. President Donald Trump stated that Israel is prohibited from striking Lebanon further, as a 10-day truce takes hold. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that earlier this hour, Israel lifted wartime restrictions nationwide and authorized Independence Day ceremonies. Also this hour, Walla reports just in that Operation Lion's Roar has concluded with thousands of missiles and significant financial costs, as the IDF assesses Iran's recovery efforts. Separately, I-24 News shares that a senior IDF official stated that while Iran is severely weakened, it has the potential to rebuild its ballistic arsenal and relaunch its nuclear program. And finally, JTA brings us a story from earlier today about Israeli and Palestinian activists Aziz Abu Sara and Maoz Inon, who are promoting peace on platforms like The Daily Show and NPR. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News, a prominent Israeli news outlet, posted minutes ago about the 15th International Jerusalem Winter Marathon. Tens of thousands participated despite heavy heat and heightened security. Just now, Esther Zelda, a fashion enthusiast, shared thoughts on quality footwear, emphasizing comfort and craftsmanship over designer brands. Meanwhile, GBX Press reports that Italian Prime Minister Meloni is in the global spotlight after canceling a defense agreement with Israel as of earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the statement from Donald Trump, Ynet reports that the U.S. insists on a halt to Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. This follows a ceasefire agreement and is aimed at stabilizing the region. The diplomatic move underscores Washington's influence in the Middle East. Turning to the lifting of wartime restrictions, the Jerusalem Post highlights that this decision enables national celebrations to proceed. It reflects a shift towards normalization after recent tensions. For civilians, it means a return to routine activities and cultural events. Meanwhile, Walla delves into the aftermath of Operation Lion's Roar. The operation involved significant military engagement and economic burden. As Iran's recovery peaks, Israel evaluates its strategic standing in the region. This analysis impacts future defense planning and regional alliances. Separately, I-24 News provides insights into Iran's current military and nuclear capabilities. Despite setbacks, Iran's potential resurgence poses ongoing challenges for Israeli security. It signifies the need for continued vigilance and international cooperation. And finally, JTA shares the story of Aziz Abu Sara and Maoz Inon, who advocate for peace through dialogue and understanding. Their efforts aim to bridge divides and inspire hope among communities, potentially influencing broader peace initiatives. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that the Bank of Israel governor warns of increased global security spending. He suggests that resolution of conflicts in Lebanon and Iran might support economic recovery, yet geopolitical tensions remain a concern. Separately, Walla Business notes that the consumer price index rose by 0.4%, with significant increases in vegetable and rental prices. Despite this, annual inflation remains within the government's target range, reflecting underlying economic stability. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights that March saw a 0.4% rise in the price index, driven by hikes in vegetable, clothing, and housing costs. This indicates ongoing pressure on household budgets, with implications for consumer spending. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information, Please verify key details independently.